Welcome to Nishal's Narrative, a weekly podcast bringing you the audio version of content I have written. I'm Shadows Pup, a writer and creator of books like journals and coloring books. This week, I'm sharing about my valued coffee cup and the fight to protect it. I've been a coffee drinker most of my adult life. Over the years, I've had coffee mugs that I've grown rather attached to. I don't know what has made any of them favorites, they just become so. Coffee just isn't the same when it comes from another cup. Now, some might find the notion a bit odd, the idea of drinking coffee from one cup being different than drinking it from another. The cup becomes part of your familiar routine, its presence in front of you tells you even when life is in the crapper, there's still normality. The flavor of normal gives the coffee a robust presence, a richer, deeper taste. My coffee cup is not as old and well-seasoned as I'd like. Mine has to fight for its survival. Literally. Two have lost the fight. Who do the cups have to survive? Well, I have this gray tabby cat called Hobo. She arrived in my home a few years ago after bouncing off my door at daybreak one cold fall morning. She was barely two months old when she arrived. I found her hiding in some weeds by the door, leaned over, offered my hand to her. She ran out to me, I scooped her up, and brought her into the warmth. She's an adult cat, physically, but still a mischievous scamp at times. When it comes to my coffee cup, my mouse, my coffee carafe, and anything else she targets, she's deadly. I had a wonderful, wide, deep, comfortable to the palm of the hand coffee cup for years. That cup had to be used for my coffee. Even if I didn't wash dishes for a day or two, the cup was washed and used. My coffee's also brewed in a pot, and then I fill a carafe to keep hot coffee nearby while I work my way through the daily pot. Hobo has had a brat streak ever since she arrived. She seems to think it's some sort of a game to clip her claw on the edge of the cup and pull it over before I can react. She doesn't do it unless I'm sitting there. What fun is it to knock the cup over without me present? Well, Hobo tested the idea out one evening. The cup, my beautiful cup, was sitting alone on the counter in the kitchen. The house was quiet. I was reading. Suddenly, I heard an odd scuffling sound. Before I could get up to investigate, I heard the crash. Hobo had launched the cup off the counter onto the floor where it broke into pieces. I walked into the kitchen to find her sitting innocently on the counter. Innocent my butt. I ordered a new cup. A cup with a line drawing of a cat on. I chuckled when I ordered it, visualizing taunting Hobo with a bit with the drawing. Not that she knows what they are. Within a month, she'd broke the mug. When I reordered the same mug, I ordered two. A year later, I still have the mug and the backup. I pay attention when I set the mug on the counter, tucking it behind something, or I just put it in the sink. She's knocked it over a few times, but she hasn't been able to get it to the edge for execution. She still tries to get her paws on it when I'm drinking coffee, and I hold the cup a lot unless I'm doing something needing both hands. Then I set it down on the coffee table, use both hands and one eye. The other eye? It's watching for movement from, guess who? Pets like a cat can be a wonderful companion. I have two cats, Hobo and Tramp. Tramp is quieter, but still very much a delightful companion to have in my home. Thank you for listening to Nishless Narrative. All my podcasts can be found on nishlessandlovingit.com. While you're there, maybe you'd like to subscribe to my weekly newsletter, Nishless and Loving It. Until next Thursday, have a great week.